And Star Valley High School graduate alumni Olivia Muir is on the phone today. Olivia has been playing collegiate volleyball and a standout player for Montana Tech. Good morning, Olivia. How are you today?
Good morning, Dow. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
We're doing great, Olivia. We appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your morning because you know it's a busy morning because you've got matches coming up. Is it today, correct?
Yep, we have our second match in the national tournament today.
Well, we'll come right back to that, but I wanted to ask you kind of how you got to where you were at, because you go back to your time at Star Valley High School. You were obviously a standout there in multiple sports, and you end up kind of going, I thought it was to Casper College, I'm used to using my memory, and then I thought you spent some time at Idaho State, but kind of fill in those gaps for us from Star Valley to getting to Montana Tech.
Okay, so my first 2 years, I played at Casper College, and then after my sophomore year at Casper College, I transferred to Montana Tech, and I have been here ever since. And I'm a super senior, meaning that I've played for about 5 years, because when COVID happened, my COVID season didn't count as eligibility. Oh. It didn't discard it.
Gotcha. So why Montana Tech, Olivia? What drew you to that direction?
Well, the coach had reached out to me, and I'd never heard of this school before. And I was just thinking, I kind of wanted to be a little closer to home if I could. And it was kind of perfect just because it's in Butte, and Butte's only about like 5 hours away. And the campus is really cool, and the school is really, really good. Like, the school is really fantastic. It's a big STEM school.
Well, congratulations. You were named the Frontier Conference Player of the Year, which is pretty amazing. Congratulations on that. Talk about this season, and then let's talk about your opponent today and what's going on in terms of this tournament that you're playing.
Okay. Our season, we played a couple of top-ranked teams early on in the season, and so that boosted us. When we started our season, I think we were ranked 9th when we started our season, like 9th in the nation. And then as the season went on and the rankings got a little bit more like solidified, we ended up as 11th, I think. I could be off on this just a little bit, but we played there, and throughout our whole conference, I think we only gave up 2 conference games when we played.
Okay, very cool. So a great season, obviously good enough to get you into the national tournament, which is sounds like it's ongoing. And so tell us who you play today and where things are at in the tournament currently.
Okay, so the way the NAIA tournament is set up is we have, I think, 8 pools or 6 pools of 3. And to advance to the next round, you have to win your pool. And so right now, we're in our pool play games, and we won our first one yesterday, and we're playing our second one today with number 3 or number 4 ranked team, Eastern Oregon. And we play them today, 1 o'clock here, and so 12 o'clock Star Valley time.
And you say here, you're in, is it Sioux City, you said?
Yep.
So that is South Dakota?
Iowa.
Oh, man. Oh, I was just exposed. Sorry about that.
They're kind of close, yeah.
Not really. Well, that's exciting, Olivia. Let's talk about your team, the Ore Diggers. That's the mascot. But getting to be player of the year for an entire conference, was that even on your radar? Did you come into that school thinking, yeah, I can be among the best or the best of the conference? Or was it just a coincidence because you were there and you worked hard and that's how it turned out?
I know. So before the season had begun, like at the end of season last year, I was like, I feel like that is something that I deserve and it's something that I want. So I'm going to work towards it, and it's going to be one of my goals that I'm just going to put on the back burner of like my mind. So it's constantly going to be there, something that I work towards. So it was a goal that I had been working towards like the whole season and like in the preseason summer before.
Well, it's you just look at the stats, Olivia. I pulled up some of your stats, and you're of course you're right. You work for those goals, and just to let our listeners know how modest you are being, a cool 355 kills on the season, over 1,000 kills career lifetime for your career at Montana Tech. What, just on the season, 27 blocks, 116 digs. Olivia, you've been crushing it. Obviously you put in the work and everything. What do you credit the success to outside of, you know, just the work you put in, or is there more to it than that?
Well, obviously, like, you can't do any of those things without, like, being surrounded by good people. And I have to say, like, my team, I feel like we're a bunch of people who are, like, kind of constantly overlooked, but everybody works hard, and everybody really, like, is bought into the idea that we need to do, like, so many things to be successful, and you can't be half in and half out. And so that's really awesome, and it's a good environment to be in.
I wanted to talk about this, about the tournament, assuming you advance out of the pool play, what is next on the tournament schedule?
Okay, so if we advance out of pool play, we will be in the top 8 teams in the country. There will only be 8 teams left after today. And then it'll go into bracket play after that.
And where does the bracket play take place?
Same place.
Okay, okay.
Which is Iowa.
Thank you.
They're in Iowa.
I'm good now.
Star Valley High School.
People here like to call it Sewer City because it smells so bad. It's right by the Missouri River.
Okay.
Nice. Olivia Muir, Star Valley High School graduate and current volleyball player from Montana Tech, finishing up her super senior season at Montana Tech. And she's, again, named the Conference Player of the Year and in the national tournament right now. Olivia, when you first made that leap from high school to college, when you went to Casper College, what was the biggest difference for you in competing at the high school level at such a high level, and then going to Casper College and competing collegiately?
So the biggest difference, I think, is the pace of the game and the intensity of the game. So just college was a lot faster, and you're going against so many people who are, like, just a lot better than you would have faced in high school. And so you're having to, like, read better. You're just having to, like, you're having to improve a lot quicker than you ever had to in high school.
So in terms of your abilities, can you look back at maybe the freshman version of yourself and see where you've come from? And what would be some advice you would give to maybe some players who have a similar career aspirations?
I would just say, like, love your failures, because your failures, the way you handle them, is going to be what dictates your success. Because a lot of the time, like, so from freshman Olivia to now Olivia, I have to say, like, I will take all my failures, all, like, my kind of, like, shortcomings in a sense in volleyball, I took them as, like, lessons, and I didn't let them affect how I played, and I used like the experience that you gained from your mistake to make it, like, to make your next play the best. And, like, I had a constant thing in the back of my head where I would say, like, okay, my next play will be my best play. My next play will be my best play. And I just kept saying that until it just got better and better.
It's really good advice, Olivia. We certainly appreciate your time. That's Olivia Muir, Star Valley High School alumni, and again, on the volleyball court for Montana Tech. Olivia, final question for you. Of course, you're wrapping up your senior season at Montana Tech. What is life looking like for you after volleyball and after college? What have you been studying, and what do you hope to do?
So I'm studying business communications right now, and when I leave Tech, when I graduate, I'm just kind of hoping to get a good, solid job to start out with, just to, like, brighten out. But my ideal job would be to open up a little bookshop.
Very cool.
Somewhere. So.
I like that. Well, Olivia, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed about your time at Montana Tech or Casper College, or even reflecting back at your time at Star Valley High, that you'd like to let our listeners know about this morning?
No, not really. Just super grateful for everybody who has like helped me along this journey, and I'm super grateful for all that. And I encourage everybody else to listen to their coaches, even though they might be telling them something hard. Just buy into it, and no matter what it is, no matter how you take it, just buy into it, and you will get better as a person and as a player.
Great words of advice. That's Olivia Muir, Star Valley High School alumni, and good luck at your matches today and for the rest of this tournament, Olivia.
Thank you so much.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up and First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.